We usually take this time in our service to read the Bible and pray. And I'm going to pray in a moment about some things, I suppose, going on in the life of our church and going in the life of many of us as well. We do often talk about this here at Southside in terms of thinking about things such as mental health. And we want to be aware that mental health is a real thing that many of us struggle with. In fact, I reckon the more people you talk to, the more people you realize they have something that they're wrestling with. Sometimes we get really good at masking it, but it's often the thing that lies deep down in us. We've said this a lot at Southside, that mental health is one of those things that you want to make sure that you are going and seeing someone about. It's worth breaking the stigma, I think, a little bit, and finding help. You know, I think sometimes the image that I think of is if you had a sore leg, you would go to a physio potentially and find out what's wrong with that leg. But sometimes we have a limp that we're just living with that we don't go and seek help for. So we just want to raise that and speak to that. But the reality is we're not raising this for no reason this morning. So, Ross, this is unusual for us to do this here today like this.
It's always a good reminder, isn't it, when we talk about mental health stuff to go, hey, we talk about doing life together, we're a church family and we want to support each other in that. Just recently, Henny, as most of you would know, Henny looks after our youth and young adults particularly. He's struggling a bit at the moment in that space. And to cut it short, we're giving him this term off, so 3 months, just to help just catch his breath, get some help, and like you would a sore leg, get some professional help. And hopefully he's on a good path to get back. So this is a good time. It's the right thing to do to look after Henny. And also for us, part of a church, to go, hey, we care about you. It's not about getting stuff done, but you actually need to be good in yourself. So for those of you who know Henny, they've come the start of this year, they've jumped in boots and all. They've had such a huge impact on our youth and young adults. So we're going to miss them over that time. We want to care from that time. And as the next couple of weeks roll on, what that care looks like, we'll get a bit more clearer. But this is the right thing to do, to look after him and Joe. It's big for them.
Yeah, and it's often one of those things, I suppose, the unknown, we want questions and stuff like that. Do we know anything more in terms of what he's kind of going through, or what do we know and what can we share?
Yeah, so the intention is, the plan is, as far as we know possible, he will be coming back. We just want him to be feeling better. But also, it's kind of like, he has got a bit of a story and, might have told bits to different people, but it's got his story. So when he comes back, he might be in a position to share more about himself with us. That's sort of got to respect a little bit of that stuff he's been through is, that's his story. So we just got to respect that and give him some time now to, heal a little bit. And our prayer is certainly that they'll be back with us.
Yeah.
It also, if you're a parent with youth kids, raises the question, what does happen now with youth? Because we know that team has like 1,000 kids going to youth and there's only like 6 leaders already. And young adults has got some great things happening there this year. Ben, do you want to fill us in on what's the short-term plan to get over this hump?
Yeah. So the short-term plan is, so before Henny, we had Rosie, who looked after our youth. And before Rosie, I led the youth here at Southside for a while. We had a kid, so stepped out of that space. But in the short term, we're not going to just stop youth and stop young adults, because we see that's a really crucial part of our church. So I am excited to step back into youth and young adults to work with those guys. I actually genuinely love youth ministry and young adult ministry as well. It's one of my favourite things that I've been able to do here at Southside is invest in that. I was thinking about this in the last week, because it's been a while since I've been thinking about it, but we started youth with 4 kids around a table, a picnic table in our old building. We built it up and grew it. And a lot of, my greatest memories and fondest times have been at youth ministry. So I am excited about that, to step back into that space. So we don't want to let that drop. Yep. And so we're not going to. So, unfortunately for the teenagers here this morning, you got me.
But the chances are your handball skills might have dropped and you might be able to...
I don't know. Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah? Okay. Similar story for young adults. You're jumping in there and helping out with that space too. Now, if you know, we have all our staff for our capacity. We don't have a lot of staff for the size of our church, and we are very stretched. Are you just going to pick this up because you've got spare time? What's going to give?
Yeah. So I think it's an important thing to recognise that, like, we have a beautiful building here at Southside. Our Sunday mornings are... I think they're awesome. I love, you know, coming along and seeing all the stuff that happens here at Southside. But the truth is, when you dig a little bit deeper, you start to see that, you know, the illustration, I'm going to take your glory here. The illustration that Ross likes to use is the picture of a duck swimming top of the water with the feet paddling underneath to stay there.
You don't see the feet. It's going crazy. Yeah
that's right. It feels like that sometimes. And I think for us as a staff team as well, it does feel like that, that we are stretched. I think pretty much in every ministry across Southside, pretty much, we could do with more people. I don't know if, you know, if you came to me after the service today and said, oh, I'm happy to serve anywhere at Southside, I reckon I'd have about 20 spots for you to fill across all the different ministries. We are absolutely stretched. And the truth is, that's true for us as well. And so for me to do youth and young adults, that means something else has got to give. And yeah, it does...
Give up something that you're passionate about.
Yeah, I didn't think this would happen. So, I'm not going to be able to do Alpha, so...
Alpha's a big part of the life of our church, where we do mission together as a church, and we try and keep that as a priority on the calendar as much as we can. Ben's a big part of that, and, just to go, what's the most pressing need right now is to actually... Yeah, it's 50-odd kids on a Friday. There's 16 or so young adults during the week. You can't just keep adding things to the bucket. So you talk to some people about maybe pulling a team together.
Yeah.
So the chances are that might not happen. Watch this space.
We don't want to drop Alpha, I think is the big thing. So Alpha, if you're not aware, is the moment in life where people, in our church life, where people can come to faith for the first time. And we've seen that at Southside. I've been doing the mission part of this at church for a few years now, for about 4 or 5 years now. And we've seen, lots of people come to faith. And so it's really important that we don't just go, oh, okay, so let's do youth and let's stop doing mission. That's not actually an option that Jesus gives us. I've been sitting with the parable of the 99, where Jesus leaves the 99 to go after the one. And so there's something that as a church, like, this is why we do mission. We want to go after the one, and the one are people, you know, they're friends, they're family members, they're people in our life that we love, and so we want to bring them to faith. And so, that's our hope. So our hope is that we won't drop it, but to do that, we're going to need to call on some
people, I suppose. We've got to feel the pain of we can't do all the things we want to do. For example, we can't just, let's employ somebody else to do that, because actually our income at the moment, if you've been watching our financial updates, if you're a regular here at Southside, we're struggling to maintain our current ministry team. So you can't just keep adding stuff to that. So it affects all of us in a way that, okay, if you're a parent of a teen or in the young adult space, but also for each of us, have a heart for mission and have friends lined up to bring to your Alpha course, we're all a part of that, you know, whether it's us serving in different areas, whether it's us even contributing with our giving where we can, that all helps to doing what we want to do on our mission to reach people for Christ.
Yeah, well, I think just to sit on that for a moment, I mean, that's the thing, right? That you come to a morning service, it looks like everything's good.
It's the duck on the water.
It's the duck on the water.
Looks happy.
And it just, you know, I think the thought is, why don't we just employ someone else to do that? But so far this year, budget hasn't been going that well. And so I suppose there's an encouragement there that if you've been coming to Southside or have started making Southside your home and you think you want to make this your church and this is the place where you want to serve Jesus and all that sort of stuff, then we would encourage you to own that budget as well. This is our budget as a church. This is my budget as a church. And so we want to all be thinking about how we can contribute to that, because at the end of the day, our giving does go directly towards ministry, which goes directly towards people. It's not a. It's not just so that...
it's not a black hole.
Yeah, that's right.
That's it. The only one other question I thought might have missed is how can we love and care for Henny and Joe? And you've got to appreciate this is a pretty recent thing, so we're just letting them find their feet a little bit. So hopefully over the next week or two, we might be able to have a little bit more practical ways of saying, hey, you know, they could do with some help in these areas. But right now, we're just giving them a bit of space. A few of us are walking closely with them. But yeah, certainly our prayers are important, praying that they find better health and are back with us as soon as they can.
Yeah, I think that's one way we can support them is by praying for them. So please commit them to your prayers as you do pray for people. And I think also it's just a reminder as well to reach out to the people in your circles, the people closest to you, yep. Check in with them to see how they're going. And if you're someone who's struggling in this space too, make sure you talk about it with your close people around you or people at church. We'd love to have a chat with you as well about this because it is a real issue that we want to make sure we're talking about.
That's it.
I'm going to pray in this space. So we're going to come before our living God and we're going to pray to God. So let's do that together. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come to you now and we lift our hearts to you. We give you our attention and affection, for you are worthy, O God. You are the creator of life, the sustainer of the universe, the God over all ages. You're the King of kings, and you're the Savior and Redeemer. And we come to you this morning, Lord, remembering your mercies are new today. And that this is true whether we feel like it or not. God, we know that when we look through your word, that there are many times where darkness has settled in. We think of Psalm 13, where the author says, "How long, O Lord, will you hide your face from me?" We think of Psalm 88, where the author was overwhelmed, weak, described their situation as the depths, and finishes with the line, "Darkness is my only friend." Or we think of Jesus, our Savior, described as the man of sorrows, our Savior who wept at the tomb of Lazarus or in the Garden of Gethsemane, who while hanging on the cross and the world turned dark, cried out, "Father, why have you forsaken me?" God, we see that darkness is not an abnormal part of life, but a very normal part of life and has a very real presence in the Bible. And God, while the truth is we don't have answers to why darkness settles in, and while sometimes it seemingly never lifts, even now we turn to you. We turn to you because even if it doesn't feel like it, the truth is you are still in control and you are still good. And we turn to you because even if we can't see it, you're still with us and you still love us. We turn to you because even if the darkness doesn't lift now, our hope lies in the light of the world who came to fix all that is broken. God, help us see this. Lift our eyes to this truth and our hearts to this reality. And Father, now we specifically want to pray for those among us who are feeling this, who are experiencing some sort of version of this. Whatever the battle is or the struggle is, however we would describe the darkness, we come before you and the truth is you know what we're going through. You see us. You're not unaware of what's going on for us. And we ask, Lord, that in the middle of this you would comfort us. We ask that you would give us a very real sense of your presence and a peace that surpasses understanding. We ask that you would help us, whether that's through your spirit, your word, your people, or those in professional places, help us, Lord. We ask that you would sustain us. Allow us, Lord, as we go through these dark valleys, carry us that we may again see your light. And we pray in all of this, Lord, in the middle of it, that you would give us the eyes to see and the heart to understand that you will never leave us or abandon us. And Father, we pray too, now as we think about your church and the reality that we gather here as weak and broken people, people who are lost, people who are struggling in the darkness, somehow, God, miraculously, would you work among us, in us and through us, that through weak and broken vessels, clay jars, that the treasure of Jesus would shine so bright. We commit all this to you, Lord, now, in Jesus' name. Amen.